this year saw an end to a long-running civil war on the island of Sri Lanka that pitted Tamil separatist rebels against government troops. Over 90,000 people were killed during the 25-year war, and tens of thousands of others were displaced in the conflict zone. Father Peter Bales is the International Director of Jesuit Refugee Services and has just returned from a visit to Sri Lanka, where he met many of those displaced by the war. He sat down with my colleague Chris Altieri and reflected on how, despite the massive suffering caused by this conflict, the people he saw are placing their hope in their children, the future generation, just as we at Christmas place our hope in Jesus, who came to us as a child.
Yes, I'd just like to tell you a little bit of a story of my recent journey to Sri Lanka. I visited people who have been displaced by the war after having gone through a terrible time, seeing a bloodbath of the war in Vani in the north, which then ended in May. And we met a group of 8 families near Trincomalee who have also come home. And there was this one young widow with 3 children, and she said about what is her dream, a wish after having lost her husband in the aerial bombardment. She said, "My wish is that the 3 children I have get that same education as my husband would have liked them to have." For us, reflecting on reconciliation, issue was not reconciling after war. It was a hope and a future for the children. And again, in another place, in Mana district, refugees who have been in the detention camps had been brought home. But as I said, the homes are destroyed, their minefields that were put up in the church, St. Anthony's Church, a whole church full as a refugee camp. And here the people having shelter in the house of the Lord and the children on the floor learning, studying. And that's something great I experienced with the people. The Tamil people there who have suffered so much, that their future are the children. It made clear to me why we celebrate so much Christmas, the child, the hope, the future in our broken world. Because the new beginning comes always with the next generation. And there's hope. Life continues. And I think God could not have, it did not even have a better way than to give us this hope, this future, by becoming himself one of these children in this world, which, yes, there's always a future. Like for that widow, her children, they will grow up, they will study. Like the people in the church, their children will grow up. In the midst of this family of 8 people, 2 men have lost their legs, and 4 are widows. Amidst all of that, the child, the children, the next generation, that's the hope. And that's how God came. It's the best way, and that's why we celebrate in our broken world Christmas so much. We celebrate it with the pain of this broken world, but also with that great hope.
Of course, one of the glaringly obvious things about the story of the Nativity, in the broader story, which is that our Lord and Savior was himself a political refugee, spent his infancy as a refugee.
Yes. He himself, in his very first days, was a refugee, persecuted. He has chosen that fate to be one of the least.
Father, if you had one thing, just one thing that you would like our listeners around the world of which to be mindful at this season, what would that be?
Tell the people in charge to stop the wars. There's never a winner. When one sees the people without their legs and those paralyzed in the hospital, like in Mano and Vavunia, after the war has ended, thousands of people without leg, families broken, widows, on both sides speaks Tamil, Sinhalese. One asks oneself, and who is now the winner? Was that necessary? It is not necessary. These wars will never bring a solution. Stop them. And let's not believe we can solve issues in the world with this. That's why the Christmas message is a message of peace to the world. What the angels proclaim, what the innocent, powerless child symbolizes, peace and the hope comes from there, and the wars have never helped. Please, let's aim for peace in our own lives. There is enough quarrel in the world. Let's try the best not to add to the quarrels, the But to have peace, I wish peace. That's a desire for the people in Sri Lanka. That's a desire for all the people who are present in conflict zones.
That was Father Peter Bales, International Director of Jesuit Refugee Services, speaking to Chris Altieri.